Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In local news, Joe Parisi steps down as Dane County Executive. Paige Stevenson has the story.
On April 3rd, 2024, Dane County Executive Joe Parisi announced his retirement. His official last day of service will be May 3rd, and his retirement has been planned, as he announced earlier in 2023 that he would retire at some point. Parisi has been a leader in Dane County since 2011 and represented Wisconsin's 48th District in the State Assembly for 6 years. Additionally, he served as Dane County Clerk from 1996 to 2004. Potential candidates for Parisi's role are former State Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard, Supervisor Dana Pelibon, Alder Regina Vidiver, and Director of the Dane County Office for Equity and Inclusion, Wes Sparkman. Elections for Parisi's successor will be held later this year. For WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. In international news, a powerful earthquake devastates Taiwan. Oliver Gerhards has the story.
Wednesday morning, Taiwan was hit by an earthquake. The quake had a magnitude of 7.4 and was the most powerful earthquake in the last quarter of a century to affect the country. The earthquake set off tsunami warnings across East Asia in China, Japan, and the Philippines. Aftershocks from the quake were felt throughout the day in Taiwan every few minutes. By late Wednesday evening, these aftershocks numbered over 200 and many were over magnitude 5. More aftershocks are expected in the coming days. The quake killed 9 and injured 1,011. The most affected city was Hualien, where a building collapse killed 1 and necessitated an evacuation for 24 others. With rain in the coming days in Taiwan, authorities have warned of an increased risk of landslides in light of the earthquake. Thank you to the New York Times for this story. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhards.
Thanks, Oliver. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hyewon. The Milwaukee Brewers started the season 4-0 for the fourth time in team history, but were unable to stretch the streak to 5 today against the Twins. The Crew had a two-run lead going into the seventh, but Minnesota erupted for 5 runs to put the game away. Milwaukee will have off tomorrow, but will open a 3-game series against Seattle starting Friday. The Milwaukee Bucks are coming off a brutal loss to the lowly 15-win Wizards last night, but they'll have to put it behind them with the Memphis Grizzlies coming to town tonight at 7 o'clock. This will be the third straight game missed by point guard Damian Lillard, who is dealing with a groin injury. At 47-28, the Bucks are a game and a half ahead of the Cavs for the 2 seed with 7 games left in the regular season. From WSUM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesberg.
Thanks, Vince. Now onto the weather, we have an update from Vince Naiman.
Good afternoon, WSUM listeners. This is Vince Naiman here with your 5 and 6 p.m. weather forecast. Hopefully everyone is having an amazing day today. Weather is the headline, and I love saying that because it is the truth. The weather for the start of April and right after spring break for UW students was crazy. We got about an inch of rain transitioning over to heavy, wet, sloppy snow. That snow finally is clearing up, but it will continue to become light throughout the rest of the day and into tonight. Temperatures out there right now, 35 degrees, strong north wind, making it a little bit chilly. As we go into tomorrow, some more snow showers most of the day Thursday, very light, and it will finally clear out this weekend, and we hit 45 on Saturday, mostly sunny skies, so definitely a nice weekend to look forward to. This is Vince with WSUM Radio.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hyewon Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.